Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of Dr. Pat Show. This is a talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insights that I've received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here for you to offer guidance during these accelerated times of change on this planet and offer you inspiration so we can all get through this little jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question you want, but I do encourage you to ask one question that's the biggest thing on your head at this time. In the first 15 minutes until the break, we take, I usually give you a little tip of information, a tool to work with, and today we're going to talk about weathering the energy storms, and I frequently talk about the love washes that are happening right now, and that I call it our heart energy, a light bulb, a wattage, and that we're going up in wattage, and so we're going up from 100 watts to 1,000 watts, and the lighter and lighter we become, the more that we are magnetically pulling up any of the residual energies that are within our energy sphere, fear of anything that separates us from our mastery, for stepping into our empowerment. And so this is, how do you weather the storms when you're feeling these love washes that are helping us? So we're getting these individually and collectively. We are getting bathed by photo. Think of the light flares, the sun flares that are happening. Those are physical phenomena that's confirming what's happening on an energetic level, that we are being bombarded by this love washes. And again, it's to help us, give us a solid foundation for us to stand energetically in our empowerment. And so what do? When you're starting to feel like you're not navigating your own energy, when it feels like somebody else is in the driver's seat, I always talk about the tools that you want to have handy, the energetic tools, and the importance of a daily management of how you're directing your energy and reviewing it, too. It's all about the habit, because I refer to a lot of times that we're all masters and that there's a process and practice that is happening right now. And that process and practice is so important, especially when we're at weather the emotional storms and energy storms, because a lot of times people can get frustrated and say, I've cleared my energy field, I've put a bubble of light around me, and I'm still not getting that job, that girlfriend, that money. And so when we're not getting, if our outside life is not reflecting to our inside work, then we really want to not judge ourselves, but we want to go back to the drawing board, so to say. We want to look and say, okay, what's going on here? Do I truly believe and embrace the opportunity to bring more abundance in my life? Do I have any residual energies that can reflect that I say I want abundance, but then I'm acting with lack and scarcity in other departments in my life? Because energy is very practical. It follows patterns. It follows directions. And we are the directors. We are the navigator of how we direct our energy with every thought, word, and deed. And so the more we recognize that, the more we take the time to stop, drop, and roll, is what I call, meaning getting into our energy field, getting grounded into ourselves, and stopping, that's the stopping part. Dropping is, again, grounding yourself and expanding your energy field. It allows you to open up that heart center and look with your eyes, visualize them going right into your heart. And that's where you're focusing your heart, your mind, on the love center instead of the mind chatter center. Because as soon as we get off into our mind, we create a lot of volume of static, and we create the weather that feels like it's stormy. And so we also get into the just too much mind chatter, to be honest. So this is where, as we are understanding that this is part of our evolutionary process, that these are not going to go away, so we might as well work with them instead of what you resist persists. So it might as well embrace these washes and really visualize this energy coming in. Pick a color and that resonates with you. Change it throughout the day. Have fun with this and visualize this energy coming into your pores, into every subatomic particle of your being from the inside, and then feel it connected, and then push it on the outside. Just feel it going from the center of your bones out through your organs, out through your skin, into that 12 feet around you on either side, that's 24 feet across. That is a real powerful, simple tool that it helps you, again, ground, helps you rewire, helps us literally digest and be able to digest more of these high-frequency energies that are coming down on our energy field right now. There's a quote from Greg Braden's book, Divine Matrix, that I absolutely love. We must become in our life the very things that we choose to experience in our world. And that really is, I love that poem. I mean, I love that quote. And again, I want to say it again. We must become in our life the very things we choose to experience in our world. And so if we want to choose abundance, if we want to choose health, if we want to choose peace, we must become that in our life. We must practice that. We must radiate out that energy out from our energy field, and then we start experiencing like attracts like. We already have heard the law of attraction for thousands and thousands of years, and this is now we're becoming more witness of that. And so you notice that you're in flow when you start noticing more of the synchronistic events in your life, when you're starting to notice more happiness, when you literally feel lighter. The shamans have said for thousands of years that we are activating our light body, and we, science has already proven that we're electromagnetic beings. So we have EKGs and EEGs. This shows our electromagnetic part. What we're activating is the light body. That's the part of the energy field that I encourage you to expand the 12 feet by 12 feet. This is literal grids within your energy that are activated. Think of that our tube. I read everything as tubes and balls. So our tubes, think of them as meridians in your energy field. Like if you were to have acupuncture, those tubes connect us. They're circuitry, they're pathways, and they connect us from our within our energy field, and they go all around us. And so the more we take in this light, the more we take in this photo, the energy, the more we're able to, again, weather these storms and embrace them and get excited about them, because these are, again, helping us to lighten up physically, become that 100-watt light bulb to that 1,000-watt light bulb. And the more we are able to drop into our heart and come from that center of that heart-based, love-based signature, then we're able to, again, turn down the volume of the mind chatter. We're able to see the whole picture. We're able to be in this world and not of it. Be able to, what I call, be from the fifth elevator. As we understand, we have the human-to-human experience and understand that everyone has their own perception, their own view, their own dream of what their perception is, of how they see stuff based on their own history. And as close as we can to be to an individual, we do not know what their dream is, what their perception is. And so it goes back to that the only thing that we have to manage and the only thing that we can manage truly is our own energy, how we direct it, where we direct it. And so as we embrace this and as we take a challenge ourselves to say, I'm going to amp it up. If I'm not having flow, peace, and happiness in my life, I'm going to take this upon myself. I'm going to take the responsibility. I'm going to take the ride, the wave of energy of newness coming in. We have a new president coming in tomorrow. We have a whole wave, energetic collective wave of hope, of new beginnings. And so when we have something that's happening collectively around us, we are open your heart up to taking that energy. There's a lot of excitement in the air. There's a lot of people ready to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and take that responsibility and accountability in our life. And as we do this, you will navigate through your life easier. You will experience, again, more flow in your life. You'll feel that mind chatter slowly going down in the volume. You'll feel like you have control on the volume to push it down, to pull it down, the mind chatter, and embrace your, again, your love signature, your heart signature. And when you do this, it's guaranteed results. It cannot not be, because that's where it goes back to. Energy is what we are, and energy is very practical. It follows pathways. It follows directions, and we are the directors. We are the directors. We're the writers. We're the playwrights. We're the actors in our life calls, or the play called life. And so here we are with a new sheet of paper out of our heart, and we're given a new sheet of paper every single day, new beginnings. And so here we're writing the new beginnings of our country, and here individually we're writing the new beginnings of our life. We're starting off with the new year. We're going through a rebirthing process, and especially the first 9 months of this year, as I've said before, and the 9 months being equivalent to a pregnancy. So think of that. From January to September, we're going to be having a lot of these love washes. And again, you want to embrace these to be able to take this energy in to the every fiber of your being. And as you do, it allows you to tap into that heart energy more, to become the walking heart chakra, become the walking master, having the human experience. And it truly, absolutely changes your perception on how you see life, and you don't get engaged in old patterns. You don't get engaged and hooked into past conflicts. You just become the rider of the wave. You're able to, again, see the big picture and as we are having this human-to-human experience. And so that's the tip of the day of being able to weather the storm. But I highly recommend Greg Braden's book, The Divine Matrix. It's really, he's very easy to understand, and he makes the ascension process easy. And you could contact me for any kind of private readings or events that are coming up at union1111@yahoo.com is the email address. The website is carrieoconnor.com, and that's going to give you all the up-and-coming events. We have free teleclasses. We have classes coming up. We have products available for you to help your empowerment. And so go and check on and see what's happening. And after we come back from the break, we'll be opening up the phone lines and taking your questions. You are listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of The Dr. Pat Show. And the number when we come back will be 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. That's the phone number that you can call when we get back.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. 4 nights, 4 extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get 4 events for the price of 3. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and we are live here with you Monday on Martin Luther King Day, so you can call in with your question, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and the lines are now open, and we are willing to take your questions from anything from the mundane to the to the divine. We welcome them all. And I know a lot of people are very excited about tomorrow, and there's been a lot of people feeling pulled, not about tomorrow, but I'm just talking about with the New Year's energy. I've met a lot of people talking about really wanting to feel their heart space pulled. They're feeling between the, like they're walking between in a fog is what I've heard a lot as far as feeling between the past and then the future. And if you look at the collective consciousness, what's going on, it's always fascinating because our inner life is going to be a reflection. It's a mirror of the divine matrix of what's the collective consciousness. And so here, think of the last couple of months that we have been building up, that we had a new president coming in, and we'll talk about the states. And here we have the, again, sense of newness, and where we've built up for months and months and months about the whole campaign. And so think of all of us. You don't even have to be politically connected or even involved with it to not feel, again, the energies of this. You could live in a cave and you're still going to be affected by the energies of what the collective consciousness is. So here we've had this big build-up of the presidential race. So think of individually, that's your being called to do your own going up to that next layer, so level, that fifth elevator was what I call the energy. So that's your own graduation status. And so here there's a build-up with this, there's a build-up energy, there's a push. And so then we have the collective, what I saw in November when the president was elected, Obama, we had this like collective sigh of, so we could take a breath, a space, and then we got built up for the holidays. And so it was bam, 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 bam. So that was right. We had a short breath and was back energetically to this showering of let's go for the holidays. And so what I've noticed, again, collectively, are people since mid-December are really feeling kind of, I'm watching the energy field kind of pulled. They're feeling like they're walking around an energetic fog. Think of it as the character Pigpen and the Charlie Brown characters. And so that when I see that Pigpen character, that's like he's all filled with a fog, and that fog makes us feel like a stalled engine kind of energy. So we can feel like that things are harder to do. And then throw on top of it that Mercury is in retrograde, and when Mercury is the planet of communication, and so when Mercury goes backward, it again affects us all. And the more that we evolve, and we are all in this process of evolutionary growth here, the more we are noticing how we are affected by the planetary actions. I really encourage people to get connected. You don't have to take a big whole class and understand all the dynamics of astrology, but to understand that our planets have an electromagnetic effect on us. We all have heard, I'm sure, of a moon hit in the hospital. I was in labor and delivery nurse. We've had more clients as far as with a full moon, and it literally affects our body. And there's more ER admissions, there's more in the mental health facilities, there's more admissions there. And so this is, again, proven facts as far as energy and how energy profoundly affects us. And so here we've had this Mercury going in retrograde, which is communication backwards. And then we have had this the holidays, so there's a sense of a rushing for the holidays. And so now here we are in this week of, even today is Martin Luther King's anniversary. So there's that, we all have cellular memory. We don't have to be alive when Martin Luther King was shot, but there's the part where we recognize his I Have a Dream. And so we recognize the collective history of, there was this forerunner, this man, this pioneer that started with the dream, and he acted like a tuning fork to everybody. So here we can recognize through our history those forerunners, the Martin Luther Kings, the Obamas, the John F. Kennedys. And so, but this is where we want to understand that we are all connected, and through the interconnectedness, there's a part of us that is just as great and grand. We might not have a worldwide arena out there, but our energy is just as important, and we are all part of the whole. We're all God aspects, and so there's a part of us that is getting elected tomorrow, and when you look at it collectively. So here we are starting this whole new beginnings, and again, as we are starting a new beginnings, as we are getting these washes, as the energy, anything that feels old, anything that feels residual, anything that feels foggy, you want to look at it, because remember, when you direct your energy, when you look at something, you are physically, mentally, emotionally, with your mind, you're directing your energy, your light toward the situation, scenario. And when you do that, it changes automatically the outcome. They've already proven it with Petri dishes by just looking at a Petri dish with an intention that you could have a Petri dish grow, or you could have the intention of that the microscopic organisms will die, and they will die. This is proven again fact. And so this is by just by looking at something. Or Dr. Emoto's work on the water crystals, where he taped a word on the outside of a vial of water, and then he cut the water, he froze the water, and then he put it under a high defining microscope. And so what he found was the words, the power of the taped words on the vial of water, would show either discord or beautiful, beautiful snowflakes. If you're not familiar with his work, I highly recommend you to look at it, because you'll be amazed at the different words and their effect on them. And so there's the word Satan, and it's all discord. And so you want to remember that we're 80% water, and the ratio to the earth is 80% water, too. And so when we start recognizing that here we are energetic beings, here we are water beings, that water is that emotions, here we are going through this new birthing process, this new year process, and also getting rid of the old, getting rid of the past, and really being pulled consciously or unconsciously to go up to what I call that fifth elevator. And that fifth elevator has high frequency energy. It is Christ consciousness energy. It has been prophesized for thousands and thousands of years. This is where the Mayan calendar ends in the year 2012, not because we are going to end. This is the rebirthing process that we're going through the next 3 years, a real acceleration, metal to the pedal energy here. And so as we do this, it's going to bring up any kind of residual energies that could feel a lower frequency, even those things we could find that we put up with before, all of a sudden it could be an irritant. And so that's actually a sign of your becoming more aware. So think of, the more we become aware, the more we feel empowered, the more we feel empowered, the more we feel light, the more we feel light, the more we'll experience light. And so there's a whole cycle here. Again, energy follows patterns. Energy follows, energy is very practical. And so when you get a wonderful energy maintenance program, there's a part that you cannot not but succeed, because that is your intention, and that is how we're all connected. And this is where we're going to find, especially through this year. This year, I see, and over the next year and a half, actually, I've been giving this through my guides information that we're going to be further confirming our interconnectedness, but also as far as the bridge between science and spirituality is getting weaving us together. Science is proving more and more about spirituality, that God, source, creator exists. And so that is really exciting. It's for those edge sitters, or those people that don't really feel that their self is spiritual, but they understand that there's some sort of higher power. And as we are proving this, we are going to be encouraged to take more responsibility and accountability of how we're directing our life. And this is where we're really stepping out of victim mentality, victim. We could be feeling like we're victims of abuse, even. So as we are looking at our history and really being able to put our attention, our intention and attention in our lives, we're able to flip it around, be able to literally change the frequency. If people can do it to a petri dish, can you imagine what we do to our bodies, to our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies daily, by our words, by our actions, by our deeds? And so the more we become aware of that, the more we become the writers of our own script, the more it's exciting, where a lot of times when people feel like, I have to take another responsibility. And so we want to embrace and flip that around. We want to think of, I am the writer of my own script. I have a new opportunity every single day to, if I don't like how something's going on, I can write something in. I could write somebody out. I could bring somebody in. So really being able to be that, lighten up and take that lighter energy in, because there is a part where we are feeling, again, kind of heavy, kind of tired, and this is where we want to ride the wave of newness, new beginnings, inclusiveness. We have the green movement going on, so we're becoming more in balance with nature, with each other. We're really being called to understand at a cellular level that through our interconnectedness, that every single person matters, that we all count here, that we are doing our quote vote by our actions, words, and deeds, and that will be reflected within our outside world. So as we are tuning into the divine consciousness, as we're stepping into our divine empowerment, you will absolutely see that reflection in every aspect of your life, and you'll be more excited about being the writer, instead of, we've gotten over thousands and thousands of years of handing our power over to a patriarchal, matriarchal mother, father, God. And even if this is subconscious, even we energetically handed our energy over to the government, think of people feeling betrayed by social security issues, or that the guy guy that people handed the money over to they lost pensions. And so there's a part of us that he, on a collective level, represented the patriarchal energy of the father who would take care of us and not and have our best interest in heart. And so think of that as we are hearing these things that just seem really obscene or craziness, that this is a sign of our evolutionary process. And this is, and think of that. That doesn't sound like a good thing, but think of that. The more we are getting lighter, the more that is in the dark, the more that has been hidden is going to be coming to the surface, and that is, again, collectively and also individually. So the more you're able to recognize and embrace this, the more you will absolutely feel it's like you're co-creating the script of your life, and that you don't want to be have the wounded child be the writer anymore. And so we are going to go to another break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am Carrie O'Connor, and the guest host, the Dr. Pat Show. We will be going to the phone lines when we get back from this break, and I will give out the number when we get back.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom. Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone starting January 29th. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Back to the Carrie Kara Khan Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and you are listening, and we'll be here for the next half hour. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We certainly will, and just want to give out that number again. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we're going to connect up with Bailey. Bailey's calling in from, I would presume, London. We have a pretty good connection. Let's see if she's still there. Bailey.
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello. My question is, I need a job. I need to see if I'm getting a job anytime soon.
Benny might have to be the interpreter. I'm having trouble.
Okay, she's actually looking for a job right now, so let's see if we can look for her. And I'll try to boost her up a little bit here.
Okay, I just heard again. Okay, Bailey, looking for a job?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. And actually, pay attention because I'm seeing a maternal great-grandmother coming in on your right side, and she's giving you lilacs and a color purple for your heart. She's also giving you the number 555. They like to give numbers and smells and birds to let us know that they're around. She's also showing me, Bailey, with your hands feeling like tied or imprisoned, and this is much, and I'm seeing this in your emotional body, too, so it's more than just the job scenario. So we can get worn down, like what I was talking about earlier, as far as we can, life can kind of, like, wear us down, and especially your very empathic, which means you're a very clear feeler. And so she wants to, especially going back to May of 2008, and she's also shown me a lot of changes in all departments of your life as far as in the last, since May of 2008 in particular. And so think of that over the next 5 months from now to May, that, and it's not going to take you 5 months to get a job, but she wants to have you, when I see them clearing the field, like bringing a dustpan and symbolically trying to sweep our energy field, that's my sign of, and especially the front part of your energy field is where we put our hopes, dreams, and our desires, and also it's where we put our worst nightmares. And so, and we could do this consciously or subconsciously. So when she comes to the left part and is sweeping away the part that's any kind of fears that I'm not going to get this job, I'm not going to get a job, or I'm going to stay imprisoned or in this situation. And she also showed me, like, my stomach hurts. And so she's talking about how you could be feeling this tension in your stomach, and really to make sure you breathe, Bailey, because we're like taking oxygen into our head and brain and our bodies is really important, especially when we're going through times that could seem like our emotional ups and downs. And so she's talking about, have you tried? And then she shows me the number five times or five places. And why am I saying, are you actively looking at five different places?
Yes, every day.
Yes, okay. Because she goes to, out of the five, I feel like I want to go back to number three. And so she's showing me that, yeah, so think of these push hooks that you have out. It's like, think of, that's a fishing line that I'm seeing, that one that you've had nibbles before in the A's. So I want to go to April and August of last year. And even if you were employed in April, August, there's a part where there's a reoccurrence or having another opportunity that comes around. So you could have had a bite before, but then it didn't pan out. So I'm seeing literally the fishing, the bait is getting bigger. And so, and especially from now and over the next 5 days, the next 5 weeks, as far as getting the opportunity, as far as hooking one in, hooking the job in, and especially review what was going on in August with you as far as a job situation, and even go back to, as far as any places that said, we're not hiring now, come back in 6 or several months, because she showed me the book review, so that means review other opportunities when people, again, could have, or you could have heard through conversation that they just expanded and you tried there before, because she wants you to go to reviewing places that you have gone to before, and again, she is showing me by the month of three, which is March, I'm seeing you employed and going and whistling while you go to work, so that means that you like it, you're liking what you're doing, and also she's saying looking for love in all the wrong places, but it's more about self-love, and she keeps on pointing to the third chakra, and that self-esteem, self-worth, to the subconscious, and I know when we feel imprisoned, when we can't, when we're feeling stuck, or that the world is like raining down on us, it's hard to maintain high hopes, and so we could get the wind knocked out of us, and when that happens, we in our front fibers, it puts out a signature that could feel like deflated energy, and so that she's pumping you up, and that also is really important when we go to a job interviews, that we are pumping ourselves up before we go into an interview. So making sure, even if you're filling out an application, everything has energy and energy signature, and so you can feel it and sense it, and people are becoming more and more sensitive to that. So when you're filling out an application, really make sure you get into your third chakra and visualize it pumped up. It's yellow, and like the big sun going into it, and that's going to have your signature go out to the individual. And again, I keep on saying by March, you're going to be employed, and then I'm hearing bridge
over troubled water, and that's my sign of that you look at this time in your life as something in the past, especially when you get up to May, okay?
All right.
Very cool. Thanks very much, Bailey. So March isn't that far away, Carrie. Think she can hold out for a little longer?
Yeah, March isn't that far. It could sound far away to some, you know, but it's March really when you think about February is what, next week?
Yeah, pretty much. March, it's right around the corner. So,
right.
I don't think she's got long to wait for find a new job. So good luck to Bailey. And we now are going to stay locally. We're going to go to Lori. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a question about her health. She needs a little bit of guidance. So, Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Lori.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. And I think just asking about my health and direction, if
health
any help
direction?
You can give. Yes.
Okay.
I've got, you know, doctors. I'm truly into energy and whatnot, but I'm also have physical doctors, and yet I know there's deeper stuff going on, and any insight to help me turn this around would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, good. All right, well, it's good that you said that, because a lot of times I do energy balancing. I'm totally into energy maintenance, but also it's what we are embracing or bridging, or is the this and that. So sometimes I've worked with people that are so, they won't go to the doctors. They're just, they feel it's not natural or that kind of deal. And so I'm glad that you're bridging. So it's like, it's wonderful. It's not a this or that. That's like a separation. It's a, we medical doctors can be something that we absolutely can use at times. And so when I'm looking into your energy pulls me immediately to your second chakra, to the right side. And I also, and I'm seeing it as a balloon. It's like, and I'm turning and looking at your emotional body, and I'm seeing like an energetic cyst that looks like a water balloon that's deflated, and this has to do with it. And it's really even sagging down, and then you're pulling me up to the kidney meridians, and then you're pulling me to the back of your body. So this is old grief, ancient grief. And also when it's interesting, because then I see this this grandmother bringing this gold ring, and usually when I see gold bands, it's about unification on the male side, and it's very, very tiny, almost looks like a pinky ring that a child would wear, and she's showing me that my daughter, when she was like a little girl, she was like 3 years old, her grandmother gave her this little gold ring that I didn't know they came in that size. And so I'm asking her what she means by that, because when I see gold bands, we want the right side of our energy field to have big gold bands. It's like we want it 12 feet around. And so think of that. The grandma's coming in working with a little, and actually, literally, I'm seeing that you could use gold as far as gold and silver minerals. And I'm noticing this more and more with people, vitamin D3, gold and silver, trace minerals, especially when you're very empathic and going back down to and making sure you tap into those trace minerals. I'm also seeing boron is really good for you right now, and the collided silver, and especially from now till March through May. Actually, I'm going into the M's with you too, March through May, Laura, and getting into have you had histories of ovarian cysts on the right side?
No.
Okay.
But I do have kidney, you know, things. So. But I do have some kidney issues, so.
Yep, I'm aware of that. When I go into, I'm seeing my face of yours, and I just want to, it's not to put energy into it, but you've definitely had an ovarian cyst before. That they don't become problematic until they, like, strangulate themselves, and a lot of times they could reabsorb, and we don't even know that we have them. And so, and it's more for, and I looked and turned it sideways to make sure it wasn't through the energy, for the emotional body, but I'm seeing that it has in the past before. And so when I see ovarian cyst, it's like, it goes back to as far as the history, going back as far as with the kidneys to as far as old grief being very empathic. And also think of when I'm seeing the water balloons in front of you, Laura, that means to me that you're turning this around. It's on the right side, so it's the male side connected to that lineage, but also it's the present time, what's happening right now. And so you're actively, think of magnetically pulling this forefront to the forefront, and you're working on this to clear this pattern. And then I see the grandmother showing me this and she keeps on going back to your 3 years, you're 3 to 4.5 years old. So go back to what was going around there at 3.5 to 4 years old, and especially with foundational energies. And so, and I'm seeing you like in the dark, like, and then I'm seeing Helen Keller, and so I want to recognize the name Helen, Ellen, that kind of name, and and feeling like, and then I want to recognize Annie too. So she's showing me the whole scene of you reaching for a foundation, but feeling like it's again in the dark, and so that's very unsettling. And so I want to emphasize, a lot of times we, especially when somebody sensitive, it doesn't have to be the awful. Some people say, I don't really remember that time or whatever, I don't remember anything significant. It's more of what our energy body stores up in us, because there's a part where we get triggered and so that trigger could go to our past, including past life, so past charge or generational patterns. And the biggest thing, going back to this, as far as with the kidneys, is feeling again in the dark, and I'm seeing you again trying to find a foundation and not being able to see one. And so there's a part where your right side of your energy contracts, and this is by the time you're 3 to 4.5 years old, you learn to pull in on the right side of the energy. And so this is where you're learning to push out on the right side. And again, think of working literally on the bands of your energy, as far as in shamanism they call it bands of power, and those are around our chakras that really feed us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And again, concentration on the third chakra. And I'm feeling like I go up to the it's not a gurg feeling, it's almost like a gurg is up near the higher, but I'm going down to the bottom of the third chakra, and it's like a sense of almost like a gurg feeling, but it's more in through the emotional body. And so, going back as far as your kidney stuff, what are you aware of? Did you have kidney stones also? I'm hearing I'm sorry to jump in. I'm just hearing history on dad's side of some kind of kidney stones. And so, and also there's definitely on the mom's side, as far as like a grandmother, I mean, an aunt that, or an older person that had diabetes and endocrine issues. I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, kidney infections early on, and now I'm dealing with heart problems.
Yep.
That now are impacting the kidneys, so.
Yep. That's where, and when I go to the root of the issue, I go back down to the second chakra, to the 3 to 4.5 year old child. And when we're working on foundational energy, and I'm seeing that part of your energy is contracted back, where it's like, it looks like a, and I'm hearing three blind mice, and the nursery rhyme. So when I hear all of this, this goes back to, again, the little child that feels like I can't put the energies out. This is strong on dad's side. And again, there's a part of having like an energetic hangover, past life components of all sacrifice myself and my energy for the good of the whole. And so this is where you're clearing this out. You're getting rid of this and bring it up to the first surface, right? And especially because where I see the heart leads, it all brings me back to the kidneys, which goes back to ancient grief. And also when you're showing me your body and clearly having your 3 to 4.5 year old child be able to pull her out and talk to her and have her feel like she could have the foundation. I'm turning the light on her. She works really well with energy. So I would absolutely embrace that that child, have her feel again. It's so important for you, her, to feel a solid foundation, especially when you're when it feels like it's shaky working through the emotional body. And I know we have to go to a break right now. We'll be back. You're welcome.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org. Or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade shows in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, New York City, and Atlanta. Visit GoGreenExpo.com to see all the details of the latest eco-friendly products and learn from dozens of eco-famous celebrities and authors like Ed Begley Jr., Josh Dorfman, Mariel Hemingway, and Nigel Barker. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. The first Go Green Expo will be in Los Angeles, January 23rd through 25th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details. See you at the expo.
And be sure to sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter to keep up on the latest events, guests, offers, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up now.
us.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, safehaven.org.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Benny, why don't we go over to the phone lines?
All right. Now, I just want to feed some information to everybody. I know, Carrie. See,
sorry.
You're just so busy and you're just running off to the callers. But real fast, I want to sneak it in. Carrie is, of course, at her new time slot. It's at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So actually, we're just about wrapping up the show rather than getting ready to start it. So it's 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And now we have lovely Brenda calling in from L.A. She's wanting to chat with you. So, Brenda.
Hi, Benny and Carrie. Thank you, Carrie, for taking my call.
You're welcome, Brenda. How are you?
I'm uncomfortable, thank you.
You're uncomfortable, thank you?
Yes.
That's, you know what? I was going to say congratulations on your uncomfortableness because that's a sign of growth.
Well, I would like to grow without getting stretch marks, please.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's what we could intend to do, and that's what we'll do. Yep, we could do that. It's growing and reversing with an epidural. Thank you very much. And so think of the more that you intend it. So what's going on?
Well, it's two things. It's funny because when I first called in, I went, yay, I finally found you. I've had this back pain, and I just caught the tail end of the previous caller, and you were saying something about the kidney, and I went, hello, me, or adrenal gland, me. But also, as that comes to mind, there's like a little kid part inside of me that's just screaming, like almost in terror. What are you going to do for work? Work has always come. It's not now. You know, what are you going to, I don't know. There's some kind of, I think, connection between the two. And the only reason that really comes to mind is when I was just mentioning to Benny about my back. Mm-hmm. It just, this voice is like, no, oh my God, what are you going to do for work? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So think of the, the back is all represents, the lower part of it is all about, the back is all structural. It's our structure. It's our foundation, right? And so here we're clearing up and working with pulling up, releasing residual energies that go so deep, that go so cellular, that it's, that go back to our original blueprints, which goes back to eons old, which goes back to that we have no, there's an aspect that we are engaged, pouring into our physical body that has, that is always been there. It is that our God aspect of us that we are putting, again, more, think of it as, I like to keep things simple, that it's like a liquid in, energy that's literally pouring into our physical body more than it ever has for in our history of being here on Earth. And as we are doing this and directing the energy and working with it proactively, and I know that you do energy maintenance, and so as you are directing it and working with it, the more it's bringing up to the forefront any kind of residual energy that goes to our theme. And so this is where we are in this paradox, and this is what I'm going to be talking about this actually in World Puja on Wednesday night, as far as the paradox of the human experience. this as we are going through this reversing process is wonderful. We are literally lightening up. We're activating our light bodies. And so, and this has been prophesized again forever, and we're in the middle of it. We are not in the end of it. We are in the, not in the beginning of it. We're in the middle of it. And so as we are doing this, we are pulling up any kind of residual energy that, again, goes to our themes. As soon as we have the awareness that we are releasing from themes that, again, go so deep, there's a part where the energy body in particular, and it might not be our individual mental body that likes to drive us nuts and have create static and have us get into the Terra. It's the part of the collective energy of all the bodies put together that is, that's when I'm looking at your body, you're putting it behind you on the left side, so that's good. So that means to me that you're positioning this, the residual themes on the past side, even though you could be feeling pulled apart right now. And then again, and when we have an awareness that this is part of our theme, I see energetically that we're 75% to 80% there on totally releasing it. That awareness is just like I was saying before, as far as putting our attention on a petri dish and being able to have it be dead in 5 minutes is that's what we can do. Can you imagine when we really put our direction as far as our life force, our energy, our
so how do I do that with my lower left side? I said, so how would I do that? Like, with, if I go, okay, well, I have the awareness that you know, my left kidney area or whatever, it has really, really been bothering me. And I also have the awareness of emotions being released and crying and kind of connected something to it. So now what? If that was my petri dish, how would I really transform that?
Then you would have the awareness of that. If you're still feeling kind of foggy about it, or kind of like what I'm looking at as like a balloon that's slightly above you, that's going down into the actually it's right on top of this root chakra, and it's pulling itself down there. So that means to me that when we change a pattern, it goes into like birthing process through the seventh chakra to the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. I mean, going down through seventh, fifth heart through the heart chakra, and you're again giving birth to this. It's like I think of symbolically kind of stalling on the root chakra, and so we're, and it wants to act like a, I love the analogy of water balloons. Think of a water balloon that's really kind of empty, that it's sitting over a ball, that it just kind of wraps itself over the root chakra. So what I'm doing is putting energy into that pattern, and we're going to be pulling it through the root chakra. And actually, when I'm pulling it, it's the root chakra. It looks like there's a diaphragm there or a trampoline that wants to resist it from going down, and that would go back to as far as the girl that's terrified, that's screaming, right? And so, because when I am pulling it down, there's a part of that does react in terror. And so think of when we are making core belief changes, there's a part of us that's willing to sacrifice our energy, especially when it goes to fear of annihilation, right to life issues. And so you're releasing those, Brenda, really at a, think of, really getting to the, when I see a scooping out of a watermelon or scooping out of fruit, that means to getting just the core issues of this as you're, and it's affecting your first, second, and third chakra. You're putting this into the energy. We are literally changing our first, second, and third chakra. Our first and root chakra are now, second and first are combining and making more room for us to digest more of this energy, more of this light that is coming down. And so your whole structural energy is changing. So it's being able to, again, navigate the energies that can seem invisible as they're becoming more and more obvious in our lives, and being able to work with it. So right now, really proactively work with the root chakra, and do have I can't emphasize as far as the tools out, as far as when you feel yourself contracting, it's like it's a stop, drop, and roll. Drop into that not only the heart center, as far as I tell people to anchor into the heart first, because then it's going to get us out of the mind static, but then also go into where you're hurting physically, mentally, emotionally. If you're hurting down somewhere in your back, drop it. Drop into that place. Listen to it. Say, what do you have to tell me? What do you want to, what can I do to serve you? Because you're recognizing and clearing out cellular memory, and then you will have an image or a smell, or you could have a sense or a feeling or something. Your body will talk to us and talk to you. And a lot of times we just don't think of going and asking what it needs to help, to tap into it. And so think of, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, and into the first week of February, that your proactively dropping into those whenever you feel a twinge, physically, mentally, emotionally, go to that area, Brenda, and talk to it, see what it could do, what you could do to help this process to go move along faster. And I'm seeing, as soon as I just said that, it was interesting because your whole thymus opened up and I saw a huge lotus flower, and I'm seeing a little girl on the left side, and I'm seeing you in a different lifetime because you have blonde hair and it feels like you're up in Sweden. And that there's a part where she's feeling orphaned and I have no place to go. And so there's a sense of her that my world is spinning around. And so, and I'm also seeing you having to go, the orphan, go and live into a very cold aunt because you've shown me a cold fish. So somebody that didn't have feelings, that was very, very external. And so think of that in that she's off to the left side through the emotional body. And so there's a part where that's emphasizing and releasing any kind of right to life issues and nurturing, taking in love, taking in opportunities, taking in money, all of that kind of stuff, because there's a sense that she sacrificed. Again, it's a theme of I will sacrifice my energy here. I will sacrifice my, I would rather sacrifice my energy and turn down my light than be seen and be hurt again. And so there's a part that's where from now to February you're releasing energy of being hurt again, especially in the I have disappointment and that I will be orphaned, that by patriarchal matriarchal mother father God, when we understand that we cannot be orphaned because that is not part of the way we are, that we are God aspects, and so we can't orphan ourselves. The more we start flipping that around in our head, the more we start digesting that and having again the child in us understand that, then we're able to be able to hold that higher frequency, and then we reach homeostasis, and then we are able to cut to our conclusions faster. All of a sudden you will have the thoughts, just like when you're talking to Ben and you flipped your head over. So that's I think that's, Brenda, is a good sign as far as you're being able to get into that awareness. And again, when we tap into that awareness arena, we are at 75 to 80% on that way to by pure awareness to change and shift the pattern. And so think of that's really that's huge, because it's like being able to feel like we're navigating instead of contracting. And I know that we have to finish out the show. So, Brenda, keep up the good work. You're and really work with the root chakra. And I want to thank everybody. And you are, I will talk to you next week at the new time slot, 10 o'clock Pacific time. And may you align with the divine.